Hello and welcome to the Slow Bible podcast. So pleased you could join me today. We're praying with some verses from Isaiah chapter 53 about the suffering servant. As we enter prayer now, I invite us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the word of God. Whatever it is you do, to pause and become still, to refocus your scattered senses on God, to become aware of the gift of God's loving presence with us. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you are here. Would you open up our awareness of your presence with us so our ears and hearts can fully hear and receive the living word of God. Invite us to pray with the scripture from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 to 7. And we'll pray with this scripture using the prayer method, Lectio Divina. I'll read the scripture three times. The first time I'm just going to read the passage so we become familiar with it. And then the second and third time, I'll ask you to listen out for something particular. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. This time, as you listen, listen for a word or phrase that stands out for you. What might God be offering you through these words? He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. I invite you to spend a few moments reflecting on that word or phrase that stood out for you. What might God be offering you today in this moment? I will read the passage for a third and final time. This time, as you listen for an invitation or something to discover. What's the Lord inviting you to know, to do, or to become today? He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. I invite you to listen for God's invitation. And now I invite you simply to respond to God. Speak to God as you would a friend from your heart. Take this opportunity to share in an intimate conversation with God. And now I invite you to simply rest. Sit quietly in God's presence. Rest in God's love and simply receive from God. Thank you. Father God, we thank you for your words of life to each of us today. We thank you for the seed of your living word. I pray that you'd plant it in our lives. Keep bringing us back to it. Keep watering it and cause it to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.